The University of Alaska Fairbanks West Ridge is taking on a new look as construction of the new Life Sciences Building progresses. The $88 million three-story, 100,000-square-foot facility will house classroom, laboratory, and office space for biology programs. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the project is on track despite less-than-ideal weather.
Approach the University of Alaska Fairbanks campus from the south, and the skyline looks different. The new Life Sciences Building is taking shape, adding to the West Ridge profile dominated by the flagship architecture of the Museum of the North. UAF Life Sciences Project Manager Cameron Wolford says there's been a lot of progress on the building since groundbreaking in early April.
We have completed all the concrete foundation, and as of last week, we completed all the steel erection for the facility. So now we're proceeding into more detailed work on the structure, such as pouring the slabs, installing the exterior metal studs, and pretty soon, within about a month, you'll start to see the building get closed in.
Wolford says the project is so far within budget and on schedule, despite frequent rain that's made work tough for some aspects of construction.
The rain has been a very big challenge to our civil contractor in trying to install the sewer line and some other utilities around the building. We've had to muck around the mud, feels like all summer long.
Wolford says weather may continue to be an issue as key work to close in before winter needs to happen in September and October without a lot of snow and cold.
On the outside of the building, it gets a metal stud, and then there's insulation board and a what's called frog skin that goes on the outside of the building wrap that's sticky that will protect us through the winter. And so we kind of need warm temperatures to do that, more so the roof, though. You need a temperature for the roof to install about 32 degrees or above. You don't want it to be below freezing when you install your roof.
Wolford says that's a little sketchy given the roof is scheduled to be applied in the second week of October, a month in which the average high temperature is right around freezing and one of Fairbanks' snowiest. Meanwhile, work on a new greenhouse to replace one that was torn down to make room for the Life Sciences Building is expected to be done this fall. Life Sciences is scheduled for completion in the fall of 2013. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.